Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. It's good to see our old church family with us, and our new friends have come to celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ and to celebrate a very, very special child of God, our sister in Christ, Annie, who calls me her Zauber. I really appreciate. Do you get it? Do you get it? I mean, I've been ordained for 45 years, and sometimes I don't get it. The disciples, some say we're with Jesus a year, some 3 years at this point, they didn't get it. Do you get it? What's it? Well, you know, St. Paul and Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, called it the phrenoma Christo. Phrenoma Christo. The mind of Christ. St. James gives us some hints of what it looks like. He says it's pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's willing to yield, it's full of mercy and good fruits, it's without any trace of hypocrisy or partiality. And St. James also says what it's not. He calls the first way the wisdom of the divine. The second way he calls devilish, boastful, thinking you're the best, bitter, causing division, selfish, ambition, lies, conflicts, disputes, and boastfulness that lead to division and to violence. Get it? Well, it is kind of tough because you can do all the right things, but not get it. Look at St. Paul. St. Paul was taught by Gamaliel. He was one of the best teachers of Judaism in the first century. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, this St. Paul. He knew what he was doing as religiously. He was honored by the religious leaders, and he went and he got Christians. He put them in jail. Saul at that point stood as Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was stoned and he held the people's cloaks. He thought he had it. He didn't. It looked like it to some people, but he didn't. And it wasn't until he was on the road to Damascus and the living Christ came to him and said, Paul, why are you persecuting me? He got it. Changed his mind, changed his heart. In fact, he would say later that love is patient, love is kind, love is not boastful or conceited. He would say, faith, hope, and love, these are the greatest things, and the greatest of these is love. Love. St. Paul got it. But sometimes, like I said, people look like they got it, but they don't got it. I mean, there was a guy he didn't believe in God. He thought he was the smartest guy in the room and everybody else was losers and he was the best. And he'd strut around with his chin out and he prided himself that he could drink anybody else under the table. So people would bet with him and they would drink, he would drink and they'd be on the floor and he'd stagger out of the bar. He drank everybody under the table and got all their money. One day, this man heard the gospel of Jesus. He heard the gospel. He said, that's what I want. He gave up drinking. He gave up gambling. He even gave up ice cream. He became a monk. And he was a great monk. He followed the rules to the letter. And when Lent came, he made a vow to God that all for Lent, every day he would just have a piece of bread and a little water, and that was it for the whole Lenten fast, even on Sundays. And you remember Sundays, there are Sundays in Lent, not Sundays of Lent, because Sunday's always resurrection day. There's never a fast day. But he would fast even then. And the other monks saw him, and they said, wow, this guy's pretty neat. I want to do that too. So they tried just a little bit of bread and water. That was it for the whole day. And they got sick one by one, and they went to the infirmary, and they had to give it up. And finally, the bells of Easter rang. It was Easter Sunday, and the fast was over. And this guy came staggering out of the chapel. He had fasted all the other monks under the table. You see what was going on here? Did his mind change? No. Different trappings. Looks good on paper. But in his mind and in his heart, he didn't change. You can tell people by their fruits. Now, in a few weeks, we're going to have a pet book blessing, second Saturday in October, St. Francis of Assisi. He had a change of mind and heart and lifestyle. And this is what he prayed. He put it this way to God. O divine master, grant that I may not seek so much to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it's in dying that we are born into eternal life. He had the phrenoma Christo, the mind of Christ. We see that in him. What does Jesus do? He says to his disciples who didn't get it, he brought a child. Now, what's so remarkable about that? In first century Palestine, men, especially elder men, had all the respect. Women, I hate to say this, you didn't get much respect. You're like Rodney Dangerfield, you didn't get respect in first century Palestine. And children were low on the totem pole. He took a child, somebody that has powerless, no rights, and he said, whoever welcomes this child in my name welcomes me. And not so much me, but even him who sent me. Jesus says in Matthew's gospel, what you do to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you do it to me. That's the phrenoma Christo. And he doesn't just say it. You're coming up here today. The body of Christ given for you. Jesus gives you his all. The blood of Christ shed for you. What's Jesus doing? He's taking the love of power and making it the power of love. That's the way it is in God's kingdom. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? You're all sleeping. Give me a smile if you got it. Give me a smile. Give me a smile. I think you've got it. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.